We don't have a guest this week.
Nope.
Not because we're lazy, but because...
No, because life is insane because the semester is starting. And everybody's busy.
Well, it's... Especially for me, because I think you're starting in, what, September?
Yeah, so we start after Labor Day, so really I shouldn't be complaining.
We're in the middle of Welcome Week, because students moved in on Friday, as you probably know from the last episode, with Dave Ng. So life is crazy. I think I was at work for about 16 hours over the weekend, spread out over 2 days, so two full work days. Which isn't bad. I had a lot of fun. You know, got a lot of footage of students, you know, moving in, and then, you know, the whole welcome week, opening sessions, and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. It was pretty awesome.
Do you call welcome week anything cute?
Well, it's part of Towering Traditions, so.
Towering Traditions? What is that?
Well, we have a bell tower, and... It's a tradition to welcome new students, so therefore Towering Traditions. I don't know.
I'm just curious, because we've been having discussions at Skidmore about what to call that. We actually call it the first 6 weeks, which I don't know. I feel like it could be spicier. And so I was curious.
The first 6 weeks.
Yes, because it's like literally...
It's like saying the first year experience.
It's a very literal term. Like I said, I feel like it could be a little spicier and more,
the 6 weeks fiesta.
No. I don't know. I feel like there's like opportunity. I just couldn't put my finger on it. So I was curious what you guys call it.
Well, there's always opportunity in branding, I think.
It's true. The problem is that like the, like, cool kid slang version of Skidmore is skid or skids, mm-hmm. which sometimes works, but other times just does not work.
Skidding into class.
Skids. So sometimes it can go really well and other times it is not a good idea. But yeah, so I was just curious what you called it to get some inspiration.
Yeah, I definitely... I get that. You should probably look at other schools. I haven't actually looked at other schools. The only other school I know of is like MTSU, and I think theirs is like Passport or something like that. It has something to do with that. I forgot what it's called. It's been like, I don't know, 15 years.
We called it Wow Week. Well, Wow Weeks at Geneseo, and it was Weeks of Welcome. Get it? Wow. So I thought that was kind of cute. But yeah, I was just curious what the consensus was on campus. So part of the reason why we decided to do this episode without a guest, not only was it because everybody's busy and no one wants to talk to us, but a lot of the reason is because Logan and I have some cool, like, work stuff going on in our lives, and we thought we'd catch you up on that, even if you don't necessarily want to hear it. We're going to tell you anyway. So Logan can start because his news is way cooler than my news.
So I've had a title change and I guess promotion. I'm now the web and digital media manager at Belmont, and I now officially lead social media, video, and web. So that's fun.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
About the same.
What are you going to do now?
About the same.
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to just continue doing what I do, except adding web to it, which is fun. I enjoy it. I'm excited. I know I don't sound like it, but we're also recording later than usual, so there's that. But it's been a long week, too. But
it's only Monday, for the record. We're recording on a Monday, and Logan just said it's a long week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't have a day off this weekend, so I'm going on 8 days straight now. So, and I think Saturday is when it ends. Saturday night around 10 o'clock at night. So,
what are you doing?
I'm doing a lot of things. Doing a lot of social media stuff for Welcome Week. Getting the Boulevard team back together, which reminds me I have to buy some donuts for Friday. And then what else do I have to do? We have Battle of the Belmont Bands on Saturday, which is our big music festival on the lawn.
Yeah, I'm jealous that you guys do that.
Yep, and it's all day, or at least from like mid-afternoon till like late at night. We're running a photo booth. And we also have Bruinlink Fair, which is our big student org fair. Getting my student worker situated. It's going to be busy. Also doing opening combo. You know, I was at our production meeting this morning and I was just trying to remember everything. And I was just like, you know what? I don't know. Opening combo is my number one thing. And then everything else I'll do once I figure out what I need to do.
Yeah. I'm excited because this is my first like fall, my first like new year mm-hmm. at Skidmore. Because I started in December. So I missed the fall move in and like all that stuff. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see the whole shebang.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
It should be fun. But yeah, it's not for a couple weeks because I'm in Saratoga, New York, which is known for its racetrack. And logistically, it would not work if track season was still going on and students were moving in because parents would have nowhere to stay. So they start after the track season ends.
So you have news too, right?
I do. I got a title change also. Not as cool as Logan's because Logan's was a legitimate promotion. But I am the social media coordinator, which better reflects what I do on a daily basis. But of course, the other duties as assigned reigns strong. And it really hasn't changed what I do on a daily basis, but there's been a lot of shifting. I mean, I'm sure our listeners have all dealt with people coming and going in the departments. We're currently hiring a new director of news and PR. And so with that being a whole, essentially, right now in our department, there's been a lot of work that has been split up among people that technically shouldn't really be doing that, but we're all kind of taking on some of that load. So, you know, things have been shifting. People have been kind of taking on new responsibilities. And so we've been feeling the shift, but it's an exciting shift. It's definitely not a bad thing. And I'm excited to hire some new people. We're hiring a bunch of people actually all at the same time. So our team is growing, which is always a good thing. But that's my exciting news and work, as well as I was just, thank you for posting and potentially listening, our listener friends. I was asked to be on Higher Ed Live, which is really exciting, to talk about Pinterest, which segues into other fun news. I will be at High Ed Web presenting, which is really exciting for me, because many of our listeners are vets. They have done this presentation or talked to this crowd a million times over, but for me, this is my first time at a national level. So I'm pretty pumped about it. It's a big deal. And I'm going to be in the room with some really, really smart brains and really, really great people and talented people. So I am honored and humbled to be accepted, but also super nervous and anxious because these guys are pros. So to talk to pros and try to teach them something is pretty hard. But Logan, you'll be there too with me because we have a poster presentation.
Yes, we do.
What's it about?
It's about the podcast.
This podcast.
It'll be exciting.
Yep. I am excited. We can't give you a preview as to what we're going to talk about because we haven't figured that out yet. But if you'll be at High Ed Web, you can check us out at the poster presentation roundtable, if you will. And listeners who will not be at Hyatt Web, I'm sure we will post our poster after the conference is over, mm-hmm. if you're curious about it.
Yes,
I'm sure it's going to be beautiful.
I hope so.
Right? And informative.
We'll see.
But yeah, that conference is coming up quickly, so we do have to think about it. But mm-hmm.
We'll get it done.
We always do. So, but I'm trying. Nothing else major in work, really. I am currently dealing with life things and trying to figure out if I want to move or not. Mm-hmm. So if anyone would like to offer their opinion on my situation, I am taking more opinions because I currently have like 50 and they all contradict each other. So mm-hmm. it's real helpful.
Well, I definitely get that. Those are interesting.
Are you looking to move?
Well, I mean, I get why you'd want to move.
Yeah. I mean, some people
like,
do.
You're like, what, an hour?
It's about 40 minutes. I also go the other way. So generally people, I live in the city of Albany and driving to Saratoga, and most people, and when I say most, I mean significantly more people are driving from Saratoga to the city for work in the morning, whereas I am going the opposite way. So I can like put my cruise control on at, you know, a reasonable 65 miles an hour because I always obey the speed limit, and just get to work at the same time every day. Whereas people heading in the opposite direction are just sitting in traffic and not moving for very, very long periods of time. So at least that's not my problem. The only thing that, like, 40 minutes is a long time, guys. And I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there have longer commutes than me and are probably like, Jackie, suck it up. I drive an hour and a half every day. It's not super fun, but I am listening to audiobooks, which is good because one of my goals is to read more, and I'm still not reading. I am just listening to someone read, but I'm closer to my goal because before I wasn't really mentally digesting books at all. So now at least I'm listening to books.
Yeah, I definitely get that.
Are you audiobooking?
I've been podcasting more than anything. I just haven't had a chance to. I need to finish my Wheel of Time series, but I haven't really, you know, done that
mm-hmm.
for a lot of reasons, mostly because I don't want it to end.
Aww. How sad.
Yeah.
All good things come to an end, Logan.
Yeah, I made it to the last book, and then I was like, okay, well, rewind, start back over.
So you already know how it ends?
No, I don't know how it ends.
Oh, you, like, stopped it almost at the end so that you could re-listen to the whole thing.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called
hardcore. You're not, like, super, like, antsy? I would want to know.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good to go. I'm really bad about finishing things, at least with that kind of stuff goes. But, you know, the next thing I'm going to finish is the next thing I'm working on is the Persona 4. I got to finish it.
So you'll finish video games, but you won't finish books.
Well, the number 5 is coming out, so it's not going to be over.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, Persona 5 comes out in February, so that means I have to finish Persona 4. So there's that.
I'm sorry I can't offer you my current Persona status, as I do not play Persona.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I do play a game, very intense game, called Disney Emoji Blitz, which is basically Candy Crush, but with Disney emojis. And what I think is really cool is that it actually incorporates into your keyboard. So as you earn new emojis, you get them on your keyboard, which is really cool. So if anyone wants to play it, you should connect to your Facebook, or you can just create a profile and try to beat me on the leaderboard. Bet you can't, because I play way too often. But it is pretty addicting.
Sounds like it.
But probably not as complicated as Persona.
Probably not as fun.
Okay, so to end the show, give me one goal that you have for the semester.
One goal that I have for the semester? My goal is to survive.
That's like a cheat goal. Everybody's goal is to survive.
I know, but it's going to be a crazy year. I have to figure out many things. And, you know, I'm not 100% sure what I want to accomplish yet. So I'm not really sure, but we'll see.
That was a really weak answer, Logan.
I know. Sorry. What's your goal?
My goal, now that I have been at Skidmore for nearly a year, I started in December, so almost a year, I've become much more comfortable with kind of like the who's who and what department is what. And because of that, I would like to start a team, if you will, of folks who use social media or have a channel, representing a department, etc. And basically pull all those people into a room, at a question mark number of times, either once a month or once a year, or once a week, who knows. But just to get them all to talk. And I would like to create that group starting in the fall. So that's my goal.
Awesome. Well, I guess Thanks. That's all the time we have for the show this week.
Thanks, Logan, for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jackie, for being on the show.
You're welcome. It's been so much fun. I hope I can come back again soon.
Don't forget to visit us at higher-ed.social to get information on this episode and other episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter at HEFpodcast. Send us a tweet. We love hearing from you, and let us know if you want to be on the show.
Don't forget to subscribe to us. We're on iTunes and on Stitcher. And please leave us a review. We want to hear what's working, what's not, or if you like us or not. Give us a little ego boost as we go into the fall 2016 semester.
Have a great week.